Hey there, just a quick heads up. We're not doctors and this isn't medical advice. We're just sharing what's worked for us. So as always, check with a healthcare professional before making any changes. All right, let's get into it.
Hello and welcome back. We're so happy you're here. Have you ever noticed lately that the further we advance in science and medicine and just technology, the more complicated it becomes? Just step foot in a store today and you'll see shelves filled with products that have overpromised. They've put fancy labels, great marketing to make us think that they're gonna be the cure-all. But is it really gonna work? I mean, there's a lot of confusion around it. And the reality is what if we just stripped it back to its simplest, purest form and the way God intended for us to use these products? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today in castor oil. Castor oil is not new. It's not trending. It's a product that has been around and used for thousands of years. And what's crazy is it was used for soothing inflammation, skin healing. And now modern science is actually saying, you know what? You're right. It does do those things. And it's through a component called rhyolic acid, which we'll tell you a little bit more about later. But what I love about digging deep into these topics is the information that I find and the information that actually matters. So today we're going to discuss all about castor oil, the history behind it, what it's being used for, the science, and why it deserves a spot in your medicine cabinet.
All right, so let's jump into it. I'm excited for our topic today. But before we get into it, as always, you know that we like to have a little Q&A, get to, you know or have our listeners get to know us just a little bit better. So I've got some questions that are lined up for you.
Okay.
And I don't know a lot of these answers, so I'm going to be excited to hear these. Okay. So let's start with, what's the weirdest wellness trend or product that you've ever tried?
Weirdest wellness trend. Well, I just did the Fibermaxing, which honestly, like, put me into like a 2-week major problem. Really, like, it did. It totally screwed up my whole system in a lot of different ways. So, I won't be doing that one ever again.
So that's the weirdest wellness trend?
I think that's the weirdest wellness trend.
I'm trying to think through if I know anything different that you've done that's kind of weird. Probably not.
I don't think so. I don't even, are there some weird ones out there? Oh, okay. I'm going to ask you that question.
I told you about a couple of them.
Okay. Why can't we ask that question?
Think, son.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Okay, so if you could instantly become an expert in one subject, what would you pick?
I immediately think of, like, I wish I knew the Bible really, really well. If I would, to me, like, sharing my faith and knowing the Bible is really important. And so if I could be an expert in knowing that, I've actually thought about going back to seminary school before, just to learn it more.
But yeah.
I don't think if it's even necessary. I think that it's just really, you know, carving time and understanding the history and everything, just so I could be a better, you know, just sharer of the information.
Yeah, I like it. I think that's a perfect one to be an expert at. Who's been the most influential person in your journey and why?
Ooh, influential person. You know, I would say both of my parents. My parents have both instilled so many qualities. I feel like with my mom, she's taught me a lot about my faith, and she models it very well.
She does.
And so I've learned so much from her in that regard. And also, I think she showed me how to, like, just do for others in a way and I think that's, those are the two things I'd say I've learned from her. My dad, I would say, you know, he's taught me a lot about work ethic and, you know, just overall, like, believing you can accomplish anything you put your mind to. Like,
never giving up.
Never giving up and being extremely strong in everything that you do.
And rub some dirt on it and get back up, I believe, is the saying, because... Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
he Fred says that to our kids.
Yes, get back up and get out there.
Rub some dirt on it and get up.
Yes.
Yep.
But it's not just that. It's like, I don't know. I just, he always would tell me, like, no matter if you had an injury, like, no matter what was, whatever obstacle you were facing, it was always that you could overcome it. You can go out and do it. And just to be very optimistic. Like, he's such an optimist. And so I'd
say, is that where you get your optimism? See, I would think it's your mom.
Nope. And she'll tell you. It's definitely my dad.
Hmm.
My dad is very, he's like.
Not that he's not, but I just see your mom is always bubbly and you, and she's just, I don't know if I've ever seen your mom in a bad mood, honestly.
Yeah. Well, she's very, you know, she's kind, loving. She's very, but she's not the optimist that my dad is.
That's surprising.
It is.
That is shocking.
So, yeah, I think that, you know, my parents are my.
It's a good mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got lessons from both. Okay, let me find one more. What's one thing on your bucket list?
Well, you know, I don't have any desire to jump out of a plane, but I do have, like, I love to travel. And so I would love to go to every continent and see all over the world. But yeah. A place that Chris and I wanted to go for our honeymoon was Bora Bora. It's our bucket list trip that we've talked about for years, now 20 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would love to go there. And just, there's the bungalows. They're just, it's beautiful. The water, you can see the water underneath. So it's like
it'd be fish. Beautiful.
And it's beautiful. So I would say that's like a bucket list place that I would like to go.
That'd be beautiful. Yes.
Okay. So now it's my turn. And I ask specifically questions that are, you know, sister-in-law related.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. First one is early bird or night owl?
Early bird, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I knew that one. Okay. Who gives the best advice?
Between me or you?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I'm very direct with my advice. I would say I think it would depend upon what it is. But I would say there's definitely topics you'd give better advice. And then there's certain things I think I would. So I think it would depend on the topic.
Yeah, you know, you helped me with my anxiety. So your advice for anxiety was
spot on, wasn't it?
Spot on. So
should have taken it years ago.
I know. Okay. Who texts back faster?
Me. And I am the world's worst texter, and that's saying something.
Yeah.
If I text
faster
than you do, it's like sometimes days. I think I've had to track you down via your kids, via your husband. If it's urgent, I have to usually call somebody else because I know that you are not going to respond.
First of all, my daughter, Faith, she takes my phone a lot. So that is a part of the problem, but yes. Okay. Who takes longer to get ready?
Probably me.
Yes. 1000%. You take much longer than me.
I do. I take my time.
Okay. Who's more likely to win at family trivia?
Me. And we play. We do this. I look forward to this game every year. And y'all all want Brad. Nobody wants to pick me. But thankfully, I a lot of times get to pick him because he's my husband. So he helps me win. But if it was just me, like a one-on-one, it's going to really depend on those topics.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes, the topics.
Again,
are
it's one of those, we have strengths in completely opposite areas. We make a great duo team. Yeah. We should do that. Yeah. Me and you versus our husbands.
Oh.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. That'd be.
We're going to take sports out. That's yes. just a, that's fair game. All yes. sports questions that's are removed. Right. I think everything else is fair, is game. Fair topic. Yeah. Okay. I think we would win.
I think so too.
Do you think we would?
I do.
Like if we remove sports, because that's not fair.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a gimme.
Yes.
And they can remove a woman category if they want. Yep. So
I think we can do it.
Take out.
Next game.
Makeup.
Next,
let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
I think
last question for you. If you had this is actually the question that they put on here is if you had a podcast together, what would it be called?
The Shit Show. I would say that. That's the first thing I always say. My house is a shit show. So I would say the Shit Show.
The Shit Show. Okay. Well, we have a podcast.
Yeah.
It's called Tits.
Yeah, clearly profanity has worked its way in. But yeah. I think I have a little bit of influence. But
oh, this is the last one. Oh, you have one more. Who's most likely to laugh at the wrong moment?
That's weird. I think it would be both of us again. I think it just depends upon what it is.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think, I know my answers were not very good because I think they were half and half, yeah. But I really think it depends upon the situation.
Okay, I don't like that answer. So let's go to a different one. Okay, so I'm going to ask you the question you asked me. What trend or...
Don't go there. I know where you're going.
That's health related. Have you tried? Did it work? Or give me a little bit about what you did.
Dallas Fears. Don't worry. Payback's a bitch. I have tried some fun health trends, and there is a trend I read about years ago where, you know, sun obviously is
it's good. Vitamin D.
Yeah. In certain amounts. There are certain areas in your body that I read you know, it's better or can help you if you get sun there. And I didn't notice a difference.
You didn't notice a difference?
I did not feel any different afterwards. So no, I will not be sunning all areas
of your body.
Correct.
Okay. So you're obviously talking about.
I made sure that no neighbors could see. You're welcome. Previous neighbors.
So you're definitely talking about something that's covered.
Correct. Okay. Yes.
And it's not on upper.
No.
It's down lower.
Yep.
Okay.
And you know, it's just a health. And I figure like when I read about health things, I'm like, oh, does it make sense? You know, kind of try to think through it. I'm like, well, you know, sun. Yeah. Okay. Let's just see what happens. And
it didn't work.
I mean, it wasn't one that I was going to
replicate.
Stick with consistently. No.
Right. Okay. Awesome. Well, I mean, this has been a pretty fun game.
As always, it's fun going through, I think, our Q&A just to have our listeners get to know us just a little bit better. Yeah. And don't worry, payback is a bitch. I will think of a fun question for you next week.
Okay,
that bring it on. That you get to dive into that I already know the most embarrassing answer to. So I'll think of it.
Okay.
And I'll bring it next week.
But okay, sounds good. Let's go.
We are going to jump into castor oil. And so, you know, I know this is something that you and I have talked about before. It's something that we both feel... passionate about, and something that we both use. We love it, and it's been around for centuries. But we wanted to talk about it today and just kind of bring awareness and bring light to it and all its, you know, great properties and great benefits, and just honestly how simple and easy it is because it's pure, straight from nature.
Yeah.
But, you know, castor oil, it's been around. It's been used for thousands of years. Egyptians used it. Used it for not only its medicinal purposes, but they also used it in lamps. You have China or ancient Chinese actually used it kind of similar to how we use it now, anti-inflammatory. They used it for digestion issues. They used it to help induce labor. But there's honestly a lot of really good healing properties with castor oil, just due to its specific fatty acid makeup that I know you're going to talk about. Yeah. But one thing that when we were diving in and learning about this, I wasn't aware. So I've always wanted to go. It's over in the UK, and it's called the Deadly Garden. It houses over 100 of the world's most deadliest plants. And this is actually a plant. The castor plant is actually housed there. Mm-hmm. So the castor plant itself, like the bean, which is where castor oil comes from, it's extremely poisonous. However, once they cold press, they kind of... They go through the process of extracting the oil from the seed, then it's obviously no longer in its poisonous form. Yeah. But it's just interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I know we were talking about it earlier, but it's like God made something that is really great if you use it topically, if you use it the right way. And then it's also can be deadly, quite honestly, if you eat it straight from the plant. So knowing how to use it is key. But then knowing all the benefits, because again, tapping into nature, tapping into what God gave us is that's obviously, that's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
We love it and we love to talk about it and just learning. That's something that there's so many different uses and so many different ways that we can use what nature has provided. It's just learning about it and figuring it out and how did our ancestors do it and how has it been used throughout history and then
It's great.
Incorporating it. I know. I love it.
I love it. I have been using it for a while now. You know, castor oil to me is just, I've always been connected to it. I do get connected to things and it's, I don't know. It's just the way I feel like
there's been certain things in my life that I feel like God has like kind of directed me to. And castor oil is one of those products that I feel very connected to. And I think it does have to do with the fact that it is, there's so many wonderful benefits. But for right now, before I get into, you know, why it's beneficial, for me, I use it on my chest. I use it under my arms. I've used it on my face. I've used it on underneath my ears. I've used it on my back. I mean, I've used it in so many places. And I just, because of the anti-inflammatory like response and how deeply it penetrates into your skin, I love it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think that so what's really cool about that is it's very different from a lot of other just oils that are out there. And I know I've
nothing like it really.
No, there really isn't. And so you're just saying you just basically
lather it.
Smear it on. Yeah. And I know I've used it before. I have different issues, not necessarily anti-inflammatory, but you know, I have issues where I'm not going to the restroom regularly. So I use it for that. And I've again seen a difference. Are there tons and tons of clinical trials that you're going to find on it? No.
Yeah.
There are some out there that I know, I think you're going to talk through some of those, but it's for me, I've used it and I personally feel I see the difference. Same thing with you. It's just something that I know, even though lack of tons of studies, we both feel pretty strongly about the medicinal effects and the medicinal properties that we're receiving from using it.
Yeah.
And it's so simple.
It is so
simple.
It's
nature.
It's pure.
Yeah.
It's the natural, pure component that God gave us. And, you know, knowing obviously ricin is the bean that is it's made from, but when you extract it, the oil, that's where you get the medicinal and you can actually apply it and use it orally or topically. Again, I'm not advocating you to take it orally because you need to talk to your own doctor about it, but
it's a massive laxative if you take it orally.
Yes.
But I'll say, I mean, even just putting it on your belly button and rubbing it on your lower stomach,
you still get that.
I can attest it will help you.
Yes.
I've never taken it orally. I've only ever used it topically.
Me either. Yeah. But it has been around that. It has been used for that for thousands of years, which is so crazy to me. Like that is such a, because it's treating the actual symptom. Do you know what I'm saying? Versus us trying different medications that, you know, that cause other problems. And this one just goes directly to treating the actual, you know, problem that you're having versus.
Yeah. And it's a natural form, right?
Yes.
It's that natural form that we're putting inside of our bodies coming directly from the earth.
Obviously, the bean could be deadly. I think it's interesting that you're interested in going to this place that has, what's it called again?
It's called the Deadly Garden.
The Deadly Garden.
I do want to go there. That's actually on my bucket list.
Okay.
To get to go there.
Well, that's
and I'll see that plant.
Yes. The castor plant that's called ricin communis. Interesting. But if you pull the oils out of that ricin communis scientific name of castor oil, then you're fine. And you can use it for medicinal purposes. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's a component in it, which is what, you know, I alluded to in the very beginning of our episode, that modern scientists are actually saying that it actually does work, that there is a component called rhyolonic acid that is a fatty acid that actually uses it to help from medicinal purposes. And the way it works is it wherever you're having inflammation, which your body signals inflammation because like maybe you and I get in a fight and I hit you in the arm. And
I like that analogy. I like that that's where you're going with
this. Okay, I'm thinking about it right now. I punch you in the arm.
At least it's in the arm, not the face.
Yes.
I would have been a little more shocked.
No, I want to protect. I want to protect your face, but I could punch you in the arm.
Okay.
So you get punched in the arm and your body responds and there's prostaglandins that respond and they stay right where where you got hit.
Saying,
this hurts. Yes.
This chick just hit me.
Yes. So there's inflammation. Your body responds. It's a hormone-like chemical that responds, okay, which is prostaglandins.
Okay.
Those prostaglandins now are saying, hey, I'm inflamed. There's swelling. So how does the rhyolonic acid work? Well, those same pathways that the prostaglandins created right here, now you apply that rhyolonic acid, which is from the castor oil, it's just the main component in there, and it ranges between 75 and 95% of the rhyolonic acid. You apply it to that area, and it will penetrate, and it will relieve pain. So that is how it works. I mean, I think that's so interesting.
It's
so simple.
It's so basic and so simple.
And we don't have to, like, overcomplicate it. You don't have to go take a medication necessarily. I mean, medications are going to be more fast acting because they're going to literally stop the prostaglandin immediately. Okay, that's what an NSAID does. It immediately stops that prostaglandin from forming more, which is causing the inflammation. Now, when you take and you apply castor oil, it doesn't stop the production. It doesn't like say, okay, we're going to stop that. No, it's going to soothe it. It's going to calm them down naturally. So again, I think it's an amazing thing that God gave us, and the science behind it and the way it works, whether you're taking it, you know, topically or orally, there's so many medicinal benefits. And now they're actually saying that there's ways in which this is very early on in the studies that I researched, but they did a zero maize mice study. And what they found was by them injecting subcutaneous into the mice, they saw that they did a control study, which was they took a actual, I don't know how to pronounce it, this drug, but it is a anti-anxiety drug that they use. And I'll put the link in our socials so you guys can see it for yourselves. But they took this name of a drug that's out there for anxiety. And I think it's for alcohol, people trying to get over alcoholism or something like that. They did a control study of it, and they had some benefit to it by taking that drug, but then they compared it to a subcutaneous castor oil injection, and they found that there was the maze that the mice were more receptive into the open areas where before with the actual medication they weren't. So it's amazing to me, again, the benefits that are opening up from castor oil, and I think we're just getting started.
Oh, yeah. I think there's going to be more. Now, are there like tons and tons of studies? No. Do I expect there to be a ton? Probably not. There really isn't on a lot of natural type of remedies or more holistic.
Not patented.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's far between, I would say. I mean, you got to kind of dive in and really look for it. But they are there.
Yeah.
They are definitely there if you dig deep enough, studies that show there are benefits specifically in animals. And then there's a lot of just social groups, holistic groups where people will give their personal testimony of how whatever natural remedy, and specifically, I know we're talking about castor oil, but how castor oil has helped them specifically. And there's so many additional uses. So not just anti-inflammatory, there are great benefits for just the overall skin. It's a great emollient. It's great moisturizer as well for the skin. It's a zero on the comedogenic scale, which basically means that you don't have to worry about it clogging your pores or potentially breaking you out. It's great for hair. You can massage it on the scalp. And again, there's not been a lot of studies that back this up. But again, I look at it, the way I kind of have viewed these things is if I can't find something that's going to potentially hurt me or harm me, I'm going to give it a shot, right? I'm going to try it. What's the worst? Doesn't work. Like the sunning. Yeah. You know, I chose not to do it. Didn't really work, but it didn't harm me.
Right.
So you've got benefits for hair as well. And with hair specifically, you can massage it into your scalp, help with hair growth. You can put it on your ends to help with, you know, split ends or dry ends.
And you know, something else, Amber, another study that I looked into was for blepharitis. Obviously, I'm always looking out for eyes because my daughter and all the surgeries that she's had over the past, you know, 25 surgeries under anesthesia, crazy, is blepharitis. Blepharitis and like how it affects that inflammation in the eye. They can they've done research that shows as 2021 is when they did this study, and it was extremely effective. And I mean, it's a great way to treat it. And so, I mean, there's so many out there that they're starting to see more and more that the rhyaluronic acid, that component that can be between, you know, 70% to 95%. And it's really important. I think, you know, we've talked a lot about like
looking into like third-party testing, seeing what percentage is, because there's a big difference, I think, between 70 and almost 100%. That's a 30%.
Well, are you getting a pure product or not? Is it diluted? Is it adulterated? Or are you truly getting what you're intending on purchasing? Just like, you know, we did that episode on essential oil, yeah. The same type of thing. When you're purchasing something, especially something you're putting on your body, yes. at that concentrated level, you want to make sure that it is what you think it is.
Yeah, that it's doing its job.
Yes, and versus something that they dilute it or some sort of right. a synthetic, because we always talk about natural from the earth products.
Yes. So, yeah. I mean, we have definitely highlighted that in most episodes is, you yeah. know, the pureness of it. And there are companies out there, again, I'll put those in links into our socials, but you know, there are products out there that are doing that right, and they're doing the third-party testing, and you can get up to 85% to 95% of the rhyolic acid, and that fatty acid is so good for your body. And so I highly recommend people, you know, put that on your shelf. I mean, it really does work. And so, you know, obviously we've had a lot of fun doing this episode. I mean, specifically because castor oil has been so widely used, not just on us, but things that we're working on right now to help people out there. Oh, yeah. And so we've really had our hands in it, and we've been using it ourselves, and I just love it. So I hope that people that are listening today, I hope you guys will, you know, hopefully you learn something new. You learned a little bit about how the body responds to injury, which is called
when Dallas punches me in the arm.
When I punch Amber in the arm,
then I'll smear it with castor oil before yes. I punch her back.
Yes. And then I'll do the same. But yes, so how your body responds to that punch in the arm, or, you know, the arthritic pain that you may have in your knee, whatever it is, I hope you've learned that castor oil will penetrate into your skin and will give you some relief. Not as quick as like a ibuprofen or a Tylenol or something like that, but it will work, and it will treat the symptoms, and it will treat the actual injury. So that's amazing. You've heard about the uses that we can use these this product for. Amber highlighted, you know, obviously, you know, using it for your gut, using it for
is it for your hair, your skin, hair,
your skin.
The other thing I didn't mention was castor oil packs.
Oh, yes.
So castor oil packs, this is something, because obviously you can, you know, rub it topically on your face. You can rub it. But if you're wanting to keep it on like a heat pack, specifically, like, let's say your back area, your side area, they make these castor oil packs where you can kind of slather yourself or cover yourself or let's say an old t-shirt in castor oil, and then you wrap yourself in this pack. Because castor oil, one thing that's very different, and it's because of the fatty acid makeup of this, it's very thick. Yes. So it will make a mess. If you slather yourself in sheets. It and go to bed,
oh
yeah, you'll make a mess. So you're going to want something if you sleep in it or cover yourself in it and do a pack. And those packs are nice because they have that barrier to ensure that oil that you're putting on your body is not going to spill over to the bed or on your clothes or wherever it is that yeah. you're, you know, if it's under clothes or before bed that you're putting it on. So that's another way as well that you can kind of deliver that direct to your, I guess, your back area or your front, those castor oil packs. And they make them in all different sizes as well, but it's just nice to have that protection, I think.
So today, I hope you've gained a lot of insight about what castor oil is, the uses behind it, and how you can use it for so many different amazing ways, and the science behind it. I think it's important, like Amber always talks about, to know the why behind why things work and how they work. And so hopefully you've learned that the ricinoleic acid, it is your friend, and it does work. It is a fatty acid that will penetrate deep into your tissue so that you can relieve that pain, whether it's osteoarthritis or it's blepharitis or it's a pain because I've hit Amber in the arm. Whatever it is, it will help with that swelling and inflammation. And, you know, we are here to answer questions. We would love to get any feedback that you have on topics that you would like for us to discuss, as well as looking forward to our next episode. The name catches you, but the truth keeps you.
Thanks for joining.
Thanks for joining.